or staff. In other words, the views expressed on the following program are those of the host. Broadcasting live from Planet Madison, where everything is beyond parody. This is Upfront with Vicki McKenna, the voice of reason in a city of chaos. To be a part of the program, call 321-1310 or toll free at 877-235-1310 or email Vicki at WIBA.com. Now here's your host, Vicki McKenna, on News Talk 1310 WIBA at WIBA.com.
We are back. Welcome back to the program. So yesterday, you saw the article. Some of you did, and some of you actually went and looked at the comments section. So you saw what I'm going. You know why? You understand why I'm describing Madison taxpayers as suffering from Stockholm syndrome on the maintenance referendum. And it is. I wonder if it is emblemic of other problems with the budget in the city of Madison school. So what you learned if you saw Susan Troller's article at Madison.com, excellent article, I might add. In fact, I want to slobber love over the reporters whenever they do something excellent because I want to encourage them to continue to do this excellent investigative journalism. Susan Troller's article talked about the 2005 maintenance referendum that we all saw enthusiastically passed here in the city of Madison. And it was 26, Don Severson, was it $26
million? $26
million. All right. We don't know where it's gone. We don't know how it's been spent. We don't know why the accounting practice has changed and how the money's been spent. In fact, the article makes the point that as a reporter, this reporter, Susan Troller, was having a hard time sifting through the public information available. So she reached out a hand and she talked to the school board members. And one, Lucy Mathiak, is also having the exact same problem. And then she reached out a hand and she talked to the administration and found out that the accounting practices had changed, the record-keeping practices had changed, and nobody really knows how $23 million has been or is being spent. She makes a point that essentially the reaction was, trust us, it's being spent the right way. But then she talks about one project, one big project that clearly is not being done the right way. In fact, we don't know if it's been done at all. And that's the East High School Tuck Pointing Project, which was a main selling point of this referendum back in 2005. Our historical East High School, which is this wonderful Gothic building, needed to have its mortar redone at a cost of $1.8 million. And we've identified $5,000 spent on that project since 2005. You know, help me out here. I mean, why is there no outrage? I've seen no outrage in the comments. No one's outraged. They just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, oh, stop beating up on the school board. You're a bunch of Tea Partiers. You're a bunch of conservatives or whatever.
Well, you know, in the previous administration, there was some good evidence that there was a double accounting system.
So explain to the listeners what that means.
What that means is that there was one accounting system for the public and for the board and another one for the administration. And they couldn't reconcile the two, of course, and would never give information. Lucy's been tracking this for— tracking this from before she was a board member because she and I talked about it ad nauseum. I've been tracking it for 10 years. The last two referenda and not getting much of anywhere either.
So it wasn't just the 05 maintenance referendum that we passed. This has been going on before that.
That's right, for the last 10 years. And now they are having a difficult time even providing information. Susan did a good job of open records requests, got information. I was able to get some and drill down. I didn't use open records to do it. But, you know, why in the world are they instituting a different accounting system now that won't even compare? It's not compatible with the previous. In fact, when they did a new accounting system, they meaning the Rainwater Administration, about five years ago, they were telling Ruth Robards at that time and the board that they couldn't compare apples to apples. Because they couldn't make the crosswalks from one accounting system to the other. And so I asked Mr. Rainwater, I said, did you not run the systems parallel until you could make the crosswalks and make the comparisons? And you know what his answer was? No, we probably should have.
And I said, I want to know why there are two systems. And I want to know why the system still can't be reconciled under a NARED administration, which was supposedly going to fix all the messes of the previous superintendent's administration. And it still hasn't.
It's pretty simple, Vicki.
And 5 years later, we don't know how much where the money's gone.
It's pretty simple. They don't know how to do it.
Okay, well, here's how you do it. Go find that private accounting that was done only for the administration. Use that, because that's probably the accurate accounting. And don't use the faux public accounting that was presented to the taxpayers as the ultimate con job. Don't use that. And maybe we need to start doing, having some hard discussions about what kind of punishments need to be meted out if the administration doesn't do this. And maybe that's the conversation Lucy Mathiak needs to have, or Maya Cole needs to have with this administration, or the board itself. It shouldn't just be two board members. The entire school board needs to have with this administration saying, you know what we're going to get, and we're going to get it in 6 months, is where the money's gone. Because let's go back to this East High School project. Most people would agree East High School is an historic building, and it is not a building we want to fall into substantial disrepair to the point where we can't fix it, and it becomes an eyesore that eventually needs to be raised. It is a very cool old building. It is something that is considered a landmark in Madison. So if it needs its mortar redone at $1.8 million, and that's an accurate assessment of the amount of money it's going to cost, and we, the taxpayers, agree in 2005 to vote in favor of that expenditure, why only $5,000? And why are the people who are supposedly tasked with actually doing the tuck pointing project saying that it really is only $5,000 and maybe not even that much? So basically nothing's been done to East High School to rehab the high school, at least from the perspective of that particular infrastructure improvement.
That's right. Well, the software, Vicki, architectural and engineering firms, and I know two of them very well in the city, they have very, very accurate and efficient software that tracks audits and tracks maintenance activities and projects. They've been doing this for companies for years. Why in the world don't we talk with and get that software?
I'll tell you why. Because there's a natural conclusion here.
Yeah.
Because somebody's skimming some dough. All right, that's the place where my mind goes immediately is, why is it so difficult to get the information if the information is actually accurate and the information is accounted for in some capacity? Unless you're trying to hide the expenditure, or unless you're trying to hide a non-expenditure because it was moved into another part of the budget or it was used for something that the taxpayers didn't authorize, in which case that's criminal. Let's go to Steve. Welcome to the program, Steve. You're on with Don Severson. And Don, we forgot to identify your group, Active Citizens for Education. Don is an activist that has been working on this stuff for almost a decade and a half here in Madison. Hi, Steve.
How's it going?
Good.
Could be
yeah,
better.
I've got a good friend of mine whose wife works for the for the school district, and I know that he was telling me she got a bonus, and I'm going, a bonus? And I said, I thought you guys were short of money. This thing. Oh no, she got a really, really nice bonus. Like, oh,
for what?
Okay.
Can you tell me for what?
She's an employee.
All right, I know she's an employee, but what was the bonus for it? So I'm assuming she's a non-union.
A yearly bonus, yeah.
Is she in building services or instructional services?
I really want to say, because
okay,
I want everybody.
Well, okay.
So she's, she's it works for the administration.
The administration. So the administration employees are getting bonuses.
That's what she got. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to say, and with all due respect to your friend, I'm sure his wife is a nice lady.
Oh yeah.
And works hard.
Yes. Yes.
At a time where we've got constraints, the last thing you are doing is handing out bonuses, particularly when the administration hasn't proved that, in fact, it deserves a bonus. Because so far, Don, this is what Don Severson does. He says, Superintendent, we need to fix this problem. This has been going on for a long time, and can we do it? I don't know. It means it's not the same animosity that was there with the Rainwater Administration. It's just sort of a shrug your shoulders kind of thing. Oh, gee, Don, that was a great point you just made. I'm going to completely ignore it going forward. And you have to rely on someone like Lucy to beat up on people, and she's not exactly a mean person. So, you know, it's not like she likes to go and drop hammers on people's heads. But that's a good question. Why are we paying administrative bonuses at a time where we've got problems with the budget? Why? And if it's just one, then tell us why it was necessary. Tell us what kind of performance standards were met that were so exceptional that required a nice, you know, a nice fat little bonus for an employee. And again, we're not going to say who that employee was. I don't want to get anyone in trouble. I don't think it was appropriate to put the name of the bus driver at Madison Metro in the paper. But you should ask yourselves as taxpayers why this is happening and why in the meantime we can't figure out how maintenance money has been spent when that was the one that everybody agreed was worth spending tax money on.
Well, referendum money and particularly maintenance money.
And this is referendum money and a maintenance referendum that we passed in 05.
Is very susceptible to being moved around and used for unintended purposes that don't have anything to do with priorities, maybe not even anything to do with maintenance. And so
but we trust that it is.
Yeah.
We're sold this idea that, well, East High School, this landmark school that has been around since what year? Forever. Like 100 years. Crazy.
75 years.
75 years. They're older than most people's grandparents. Well, if you don't do this, East High School is going to fall into disrepair and we're going to wreck a landmark. Now we're hearing we need $85 million more dollars in maintenance costs. Two referenda have passed. Both of those were catch-up maintenance referenda that were going to put us on a path to finally catching up with all the maintenance requests. Now we're being told, no, we need another $85 million in the future.
And some of those projects that were on the priority list for these last two referenda are in the list of things.
Is Tuck pointing at East High School?
Yes.
Good grief.
Yep.
Bill, hi there.
Hi, Vicki. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, the schools do receive federal money. And I would say that, as Vicki pointed out, that maybe we need a private accounting company to come in here and look at this. My choice of accounting firms would be called the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And let's see what they come up with. They have some really excellent accountants on their payroll, and I'm sure that if there was any kind of embezzlement going on, maybe they would be able to find it. And I'd also like to see if the news media in this town would file for Freedom of Information under the Freedom of Information Act, to see the complete accounting and both accounting methods.
Or put the data out there for other accounting firms to look at. Which
exactly.
And I will give you an example of where the government was assuring people that everything was coming up roses and it was all fine and there was no bad acts taking place and there was no nefarious activity. And that was the Milwaukee County pension payouts. This was a pension buyout option that was developed by the administration before the Walker administration. And the government said, no, it's all good. Trust us. We're doing this the right way. Well, that is essentially the message we're getting here from the administration, even in the face of an elected board member, so a representative of the people, and more than one. I know that Maya's been also in there, and Arlene Silvera has given some indication maybe she's interested. So here you've got elected leaders, and they control the superintendent, at least. They control his salary. They control his future employment. Saying, we need to know. This has been going on too long. We need to know. Well, you know what it's going to take? It's going to take a groundswell of people beyond Don Severson and beyond Lucy Mathiak and beyond Maya Cole to stop behaving like they have Stockholm Syndrome and say, look, you guys not being forthcoming suggests you've got something to hide. And we already know the big project that a lot of us had near and dear to our hearts, East High School. We've spent $5,000, if that, and nothing has happened. And now you're telling us we need $85 million more? Go to hell. We want you guys to put your cards on the table, and that means put the data on the table. We'll take a quick break here. 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. I've only got 30 seconds here, so we'll come back here, and we'll go over some... maybe people will listen now, Don, because of Susan's article. Maybe they will finally listen, but we'll go over something that, Don Severson and Active Citizens for Education, which he's got some good people helping you out, too. Let's, throw some love where it belongs. It's not entirely a one-man show, though. But it feels like it sometimes.
It does.
All right. But maybe finally some of these requests, common sense requests, will get some attention. Otherwise, I think Frankly, I think the State Department of Justice ought to start taking a look at this because, Don, fiduciary responsibility is state law.
That's correct.
It's a law. So it sounds like right now the law is being violated. We'll come back right after the news break. All right, we are back. And Brian Schimming, who's going to be in for Madison tonight, his ears perked up because back in 2005, there were three referenda on a ballot. One was exceeding the revenue caps for operating expenses. What was that? There were three of them.
There was maintenance.
One was a school building referenda.
There was blowing the caps. There was maintenance. And then there was,
a
Leopold school issue.
So the maintenance one won. And you and
Correct.
I mean, we were all very, involved in that back in 05. Well, that $26 million, as we have been explaining here, we don't know. We can't say it hasn't been spent appropriately because we don't know. And we can't get the information because the administration either doesn't know or won't give over the information on how it's been spent. And Don Severson reminds us from last hour, there was another one about 5 years before that, which is also subject to the same critique. We don't know how the money's been spent. We do for sure know that the money that was supposed to be spent on East hasn't been. In fact, all you got to do is drive by it. You can see it, right? So that one's pretty easy. And now we are being told, right, Don, that we are what looks like $85 million in the hole on maintenance for Madison schools. How can we be $85 million in the hole?
Well,
we don't know. No. We don't know. That's the answer to these questions.
Well, and even before you get to that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you look at this let's take the $85 million number for a minute. As far as I'm concerned, we're $108 million in the hole because if the $23 million is gone and we don't have anything to show for it, and they're ready to...
But we don't know!
Because we don't know. As far as I'm concerned, we're $108 million in the hole because we don't know.
Right.
I mean, it's inconceivable now, with all the staff that this school administration have, and this is not, whatever on the superintendent, Dan Neer, I don't even know the guy. But the bottom line is, they came to the voters and said, trust us on the maintenance thing. The only thing that the voters did, they voted for maintenance, and as you pointed out, and voted against the other two, I think, to send a message to the school board. We're not going to let you go above the caps, and we're not going to let you do whatever at Leopold until you've sat back and kind of reordered your priorities. But on the other hand, we don't want plaster falling on the kids' heads, so, okay, we'll vote for the maintenance referendum. And they vote for it, and here we sit, to me, incredibly. It takes my breath away that we're even talking about this 5 years later, and we don't know where a penny of that $23 million
went. Well, we do know that $5,000 was used for, that's not even a very good job. I don't even quite know what to describe.
Yeah, I saw that picture on the, I could screw it up for half that.
A micro tuck pointing that was done on... But we have bricks falling down, so apparently it wasn't done quite appropriately.
Wasn't done at all.
All right, so basically, the answer is, Brian, basically you're right. We don't know where any of this money is. And we don't know where the other money went. And now they're telling us we may need another $85 million. Absolutely not. No.
Trust is gone.
Let's talk about trust. They are required to behave in a way under state law. They are required to have what is called fiduciary responsibility.
That's correct.
So if they do not have that trust and they cannot provide that information, then are they not in violation of state law?
Right.
Yes.
Well, I would think, I mean,
it's,
what
if they're breaking the law. This is criminal.
What I would say, and I don't follow the state today, but I mean, what from hearing Don and from what I've read in the papers and we've talked about and things like that, to me, until we know where, $23 million went. I don't care where $5,000 went.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm kind of at the point of it's
I do care if this is breaking the law.
When you go to the voters, as they did, and scared them into voting for the maintenance thing, saying, well, if we don't do this, the plaster's going to be falling on the kids, and da-da-da-da, and the pipes will be breaking, and all that kind of... Fine. You know what? The voters trusted them. and said, okay, you're right. We don't want that to happen. Therefore, let me now open my pocketbook and give you $23 million. Where is it?
Well, you know what we need to know? We need to know, is building services doing its job appropriately? Do we want to know if the contracting process is being done appropriately and fairly? And we've got a bunch of taxpayers with Stockholm syndrome in this town who seem to think, oh, that's all right. Hey, $23 million's walking around money, apparently. You know, we're used to hearing about billions and trillions. Maybe $23 million's nothing. They're trying to figure out a way to come back for more. And I mean, I think Don's got a great a piece here on what needs to happen before the board should even think about a referendum. I'm going to let you dig into this because this is some good stuff. It's common sense too. It's actually nonpartisan common sense stuff.
Well, they need to get people engaged in this process who know what the heck they're doing, like architects and engineers.
And accountants
and CEOs and administrators of building services in campuses like Epic, American Family Insurance, and so on, who have worked with facilities and they know how to budget, they know how to audit, they know how to account, they are accountable, and they're trustworthy, and that's something that our board and our administration has not been, in my opinion. And this kind of a group ought to be put together to develop a strategic five-year plan, which has to go, in my opinion, hand in hand with a five-year budget plan by the Board of Education that includes an appropriate level of priority allocation for maintenance.
What they do is they kick off maintenance so that they don't have to consider it part of the
operations budget.
Ops budget. Yeah, this should be in the operating budget. Maintenance should be part of the operating budget. It just should be because it's ongoing.
Well, for the last 10 years, because of the maintenance referendum, they've scuffled on that one.
Well, it should be part of the operating budget in the respect that that it has to be part of the whole budget. I mean, you bond for the building new buildings and maintenance and all that kind of stuff. But it's inexcusable. To me, I mean, put all the question about whether we should build new schools or classrooms or do maintenance, but put all of that aside for a moment. I don't care whether people voted for the referendum or against it or whatever they did. It is inexcusable in this day and age that we can't go after 5 years and go to the school district and go, where'd that $23 million go? It's inexcusable.
Absolutely.
In this day and age.
Well, I think we should go a step further than, and I like the idea of assembling people who actually know what they're doing, like auditors and engineers and just architects and people who do restorations, because we do have some historic buildings. I think we need a full-on external audit of the finances, of the maintenance finances of the school, and frankly, of the entire administrative finances of the school. And that is something the board can do at its next meeting. It can begin the discussions of a full-on external audit and let the chips fall where they may. You know what? That's what it took to finally figure out that Milwaukee County was on a pathway to disaster with this pension scam that was going on. And the government was saying the same thing we're hearing now. Trust us. Trust us. It took an external audit to figure this whole thing out. And that is apparently what we need because, as Don mentioned, 10 years. This has been going on for 10 years. And it's probably been going on longer, but you've been watching it for 10 years.
Right. Well, you know, trust is out the window.
Well, yeah, which is too bad in this respect, too, that with a new superintendent coming in, I think there was high hopes. I think there were some changes on the school board because we had such an embarrassingly bad school board back in 2004 and 2005. We just had years there where it was just almost, oh, God, I mean, what in Jesus, God. I mean, so some of them are gone. Okay, so I think there was some hope that there'd be things better, and Neerad's a smart guy and all of that. But if I were the school board, and it's the most awful job on the planet, but if I was on the school board, I'd be saying to the administration, you got 2 weeks, pal, to come back to this board with at least an outline or a reason why you can't give it to us in 2 weeks, and then we'll give you a month. But don't even think about dragging the school board back in to talk about spending when you just lose $23 million.
Yeah.
If indeed that's what's happened.
That's right.
Well, and again, we don't know. We just don't know, which is why I think we need an external audit.
But we aren't getting leadership from two places.
We're not getting it from the majority board.
Majority of the board, and the other one is we're not getting it from NIRAD.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I a lot of people had high hopes for Howard on the board. He was all about data. He was all about accountability. Come on, Howard, step up. Lucy Mathiak and Maya Cole need some friends. Let's go to Todd real quickly. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, Vic and Brian?
Good.
Okay, hey, you know what? We did this thing called a lottery. I don't know, Mega Millions or Powerball or all this crap, and I thought about half of those funds were supposed to go to the schools.
Right.
All right, and that was supposed to give us some tax relief.
What would
help? Is
that
not true? Is that how it was sold?
Well, here's what you can do. Stop at the convenience store on the way home and buy about $50 million worth of lottery tickets. And then we'll be closer to it.
Yes.
I think.
And then maybe we can make up that $23 million. All right, we'll wrap this up here in just a second. Give Mass Carpet Care a call. Here's the number, 203-5555. Mass. That's M-A-S-S, carpetcare.com. All your floor cleaning needs and beyond. Give them a call because they have the best equipment. They have the toughest equipment. They can get out the toughest stains. And in fact, they even offer you a challenge that they can get out that old stain that's been there for 10 years. Or, you know, they'll basically do your room for nothing. So give them a call and ask them about all the great deals they've got going on. They can also rehab your vinyl flooring in your kitchen or your bathroom. So you've been kicking at it and you wrecked the shine and you think it's time to replace my floor. Wait first. Call Gordy at Mass Carpet Care at 203-5555 and have him come out and rehab your vinyl before you decide whether or not to replace it. I bet you'll say you want to keep that floor. Also, they do upholstery cleaning as well. All kinds of great services. Best cleaning equipment in the Midwest. 203-5555. All right, you can find out more here. And Don, is it org or com?
Org.
Okay, it's activecitizensforeducation.org. And so it's a really...
This isn't up yet.
So. No, but it's going to be eventually. So, but all of the, you know, the detail and the analysis that you guys have been doing for all of these years, you know, spend a few hours and click around on the website. You will be shocked at what you learn. Stuff that's available to the public that you don't know. And we are just talking about this. I mean, there's way more that needs to be asked and answered from our school district here. Again, it's activecitizensforeducation.org. Don Severson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will take a break. Are we totally out? No, we'll come back here for 1 minute. Well, we are out of time. Tomorrow is Friday, which means fantastic chances to win. Coming up right after the top of the hour news in the next couple of minutes, it's Madison Tonight with Brian Schimming. Now, I don't know what you're planning to talk about tonight, but I got a great idea for a topic.
What was that?
How about not being able to find where you happen to lay your $23 million building referendum? Million.
Where did I put that? Did I leave it in the bathroom?
Jeez, have people seen my keys? Have you seen my $23 million? That is coming up right after news. Well, actually, I just suggested a topic for you. Don't have to do it.
I'm definitely talking about that.
You might as well, right? Because it'd be embarrassing not to now.
Well, clearly.
All right, Brian Schimming coming up next.